epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Got him. Painter strikes out the side and closes the door to finish the end of a five-game losing streak. Astros win for the first time on this homestand. They get to shake hands here at home for just the second time in the last 11 home games, as they had lost 10 out of 11, actually second time in the last 12 home games, as they win tonight.
Oh, man, I hadn't realized it'd been that big of a nightmare at home. The Astros had been so good at home this year up until the month of July. Wow, 10 out of their last 12. That's good. They got to shake hands. It's like they're not even familiar with each other. Like, hey, I remember you. Let's shake hands. The Astros win last night. The nightmare is over, and the five-game losing streak is over, and they beat the Washington Nationals last night. 7-4, Todd Kallas on the call, Space City Home Network, as we come to you live from Texans training camp. It is day 7 of Texans training camp. Sean Pendergast, we are efforting to connect Seth Payne. Technical issues, we'll get that worked out. But in the meantime, you've got me. Live from Texans training camp. Is still dark outside here. Sun coming up in just a little bit. Man, we got a lot to get to. The Astros losing streak is over. We've got a trade deadline coming up tomorrow. So we'll turn our attention to baseball at some point later here in the 6 o'clock hour. But let's get started with Texans training camp. It was day 6 yesterday. We got a lot of stuff to get to, man. We had Nick Caserio on the show yesterday. We'll be sprinkling in some of that throughout the program today. Some good players coming to the podium yesterday. We had our second padded practice yesterday, and we got a third one coming up today. From what I've heard, it's going to be a padded practice out here today. So, a lot to get to on the show. I watched every snap of training camp yesterday, so I've got my observations, and we'll come right out of the chute with that. Today is day 7, so we've got the rest of this week, day off tomorrow, practice Friday. I would imagine a very light practice on Saturday. And then the team jumps on a bird to head to West Virginia. We'll be coming to you from West Virginia live next week as well. So we're looking forward to that. Looking forward to 70-degree temps out of practice. All right, so let's get things started yesterday with what we saw out here at the Methodist Training Center. At 6:20 today, I want to play some audio from the drive. Clint Sterner came up to me yesterday and whispered in my ear when we were underneath the tents that I'm looking at right over there where the media stands, and he says, "Chief, something's wrong with 7. And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. He looks like he's throwing. When he throws, he looks like he's throwing it pretty good." He's like, "No, man, something's wrong with 7. We will have audio from Clint Sterner from the drive at 6:20 today on why he thinks there may be something wrong with C.J. Stroud. And I'll give you my take on it from having watched C.J. Stroud. But we'll do so. We'll do that at 6:20. That was not in my observations. That was a Clint Sterner observation. So this first segment, my observations. Let's start with number one. I've got five of them. Number one, the offense had several really good moments yesterday. Probably a split decision, but I'll give it to the offense. I'm always inclined to give it to the defense just because this defense is so good. But the offense had some really good moments. Not early. 7-on-7 wasn't so hot. C.J. Stroud, in one of his only reps in 7-on-7, threw a pick to Kalen Bullock. Thumbs up to Kalen Bullock for securing the football. That was good. But the offense had some really good moments yesterday in the two extended 11-on-11 periods. They played a couple of real long team periods yesterday. They consistently did some good things both in the run game and in the pass game. And when I say in the pass game, I'm talking from, you know, C.J. to Davis, Davis Mills, who's had an excellent, excellent training camp, and even the backups, Graham Mertz, and not so much Keaton Slovis, but Graham Mertz. Graham Mertz feels like he has like one throw every practice. You're like, oh, okay, I guess he's worth a 6th-round pick. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday after the practice on how the offense has looked since putting the pads on.
Hey, you see it. You know, things evening out more when you put the pads on. You know, defense kind of had the advantage there early on. We weren't in pass. Defense was making a lot of plays. And now just see things balancing themselves out. Offense is making plays daily. Our quarterbacks are doing a really nice job just placing the football in the right spot. And our receivers are making some really tough, contested catches. And that's what we want to be. We want to be a tough, physical football team. And you can't lose sight of that play on the outside from the receivers, the DBs, how those guys play. That's the makings of a really physical team. So Jaden Higgins, he stepped up, made some really nice catches. Noel Hutchinson has done a really good job this year playing physical, really doing a great job at the catch point as well. We got a lot of guys on the offensive side who are getting, you know, really better, and it really jumps out in that receiver room to me.
Yeah, that I mean, he went deep on the receivers there. That matches what I was seeing out here yesterday. It was, if you're D'Amico Ryans, yesterday was almost kind of the perfect practice because the offense had enough good moments where you felt good about them, and the defense, in particular the guys you're going to rely on this year, were doing some things. You know, Daniil Hunter was still wreaking havoc. Will Anderson still looks amazing out here. You're getting some contributions in the team periods from guys like Jalen Smith, who they drafted in the 3rd round, who, look, we know from the cornerback position, after Stingley and Lassiter, if one of those guys goes out, it kind of falls off a cliff until we see what Damon Arnette looks like in a real game, you know, with this sort of life renaissance that he's had. I say all this to say, if you're just a Texans fan, I don't come out of that practice yesterday particularly overly concerned about either side of the football. It was a pretty balanced practice, as D'Amico said. Number two, offensive line. They did the same thing yesterday as they did on Monday, where they kept the units the same throughout both team drills. Largely the same through both team drills. The only spot they were flipping between the ones and the twos yesterday was the center spot. Jake Andrews was the center with the ones yesterday, whereas Jarrett Patterson was with the ones on Monday. And so they flip-flopped those two guys. Other than that, it's the same, which was from left to right, the ones, Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, Jake Andrews, Titus Howard, and Ariante Ursary consistently is getting reps with the ones at right tackle. That's two practices in a row where he's gotten reps with the ones. The twos, for what it's worth, left to right, Zach Thomas, Jalen Thomas, yesterday Jarrett Patterson, and then the right side of the line is Ed Ingram and Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher's had a rough camp. We'll talk about some of the mistakes in a bullet point here shortly. But here was Nick Caserio yesterday. He actually laid out a time frame for when they're looking to kind of settle on who their first string is going to be throughout the rest of training camp and hopefully in week one.
Yeah, at some point that'll probably declare itself a little bit more. Probably once we get through another week here and then maybe right before Minnesota or after Minnesota, somewhere in there. At some point, if we think this is what the group is going to be, then, all right, we're going to go ahead and let those guys work together as much as possible. The reality is we probably have 7 or 8 players that are going to factor in to the actual game day roster. Mm-hmm. So you just want to make sure that whoever those players are going to be, they get enough reps. But we've talked about this. We feel like we have a lot of depth and a lot of competition at multiple spots. Some of it's starting to clear itself a little bit. You know, we have, honestly, 4 or 5 starting tackles or starting level tackles. Blake Fisher, I know Trent's not practicing yet. Even if you were to take Titus out from guard, guard and put him outside. So feel like we have decent depth there. And then inside, we have a number of players, some guys that are center only, some guys that are guard only, some multi-position players inside. So I think these next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll see a little bit more and we'll have a better idea and better understanding. So really, at some point, all these guys are probably end up playing with one another. Yeah. Eventually, you want to get to the point where whoever the five are, from a communication standpoint, you want to be able to go out there and practice as much as possible in anticipation of being ready to go for the Rams.
All right, I think a couple observations there. Number one is that Juice Scruggs is nowhere to be found on the two deep right now out of practice. So Juice Scruggs, who was a second-round pick 2 years ago, might be on the outside looking in. It didn't even dawn on me Trent Brown hasn't practiced yet. So that's another veteran guy at the tackle position. When they're bringing 7 or 8 on game day, there's going to be some guys who you would have thought figured prominently into the future of this team who either aren't going to be on this roster or might be inactive on game day. Based on what we've seen, granted, just through a week of training camp, there's still a lot more training camp to go. There's preseason games where a lot's going to be determined. But it sounds like there's going to be a lot determined and maybe nailed down before the first preseason game. I was a little surprised at that answer from Nick Caserio that it was going to be that soon. And I'm no offensive line expert, but my thought would be they take a couple actual preseason games against, you know, live bullets. Now, they're going to have a joint practice with the Panthers, joint practice with the Lions as well. There'll be plenty of opportunities, and nobody's going to be a sacred cow in all this. They may determine these are our ones going into Minnesota. But if Ariante Ursary struggles and has a bad game or a bad week of practice, then you're not going to leave him out there. So that's number two. And by the way, I think the offensive line looks better this time this year than it did this time last year when they had everybody in ink in the ones. So it looks better.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick observations here because we're up against it. Lots of quick game yesterday. The quick game is going to be a big part of this offense. Obviously, they want to run the football, but getting the ball out quick. CJ taking the easy money, taking a profit. They did a lot of that in the install period where they're just kind of walking through things. Ton of quick game in the 11-on-11. Everybody getting involved. Wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. The running backs look good catching the ball out of the backfield. So there was that. Lots of quick game yesterday. That's number three. Number four, there were mistakes. Good day for the offense overall. But I mentioned CJ threw another interception. He's thrown a few picks in this camp. Something worth keeping an eye on. He's thrown a few picks. Now, this could be like a spring training situation in baseball, where, you know, pitchers out there in spring training are throwing pitches they wouldn't normally throw because they're working on things and teams are taking him yard. CJ, they're like the pick that he threw to Kalen Bull, or there was a pick he threw or a near pick he threw on Monday. That might have been the one that, yeah, that was the one that hit Kalen in the chest and wasn't a pick. CJ probably throws that ball into the stands in a regular season game. He's just working on some things. I'm not overly concerned about that. But there were penalties, pre-snap penalties, at least three false starts that I counted. Blake Fisher got yanked after one of them. The coaches were pissed. So there were mistakes. It wasn't totally clean on the part of the offense yesterday. And number five, I'll give credit where credit's due. I kind of do when I do my five things. By the way, follow me on social media at Sean T. Pendergast or on Instagram at Sean.Pendergast. And I'm posting a video every day summarizing practice like I'm doing right now. I do like to give out a play of the day. For me, it was a tie yesterday. They were both Davis Mills throws. Davis Mills had a throw to John Mechie, I don't know, 15, 20 yards downfield to Mills' left that Mechie had to go to the ground. Made a really nice catch. Mechie had a good practice yesterday. He needs it. It's going to be tough making the team at wide receiver. And then Davis Mills had another one to Jaden Higgins, probably 20, 25-yard throw along the same sideline. But unlike Mechie, who had to go to the ground and stay in bounds to get it, Higgins had to kind of toe tap, and it was contested. He had to go to the ground, made a nice catch. They've hit on something with these rookie wide receivers the Texans have. All right, so there you go. There's your training camp summary through the eyes of Sean T. Pendergast. Hopefully you guys trust me on these, all right? It's all about trust. All right, we're efforting Seth. As soon as we get Seth connected and hooked up, it'll be Payne and Pendergast, not just Pendergast. Up next, I mentioned it, Clint Sterner has a theory or a fear over the workload of C.J. Stroud out here at Texans training camp. We'll let you hear what Clint Sterner from The Drive had to say. We've got some highlights from our conversation with Nick Caserio coming up as well. The Texans GM met with us yesterday. You can get that whole interview on the Odyssey app in the Payne and Pendergast podcast section.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.